We just appreciate the opportunity. We just appreciate the Lord sending us this way. I'll be honest, he didn't ask me, but the Lord did, and in a roundabout way, Brother Randy asked me, but that don't really bother me at all. When the Lord wants me up, you should obey the Lord anyway. But I got some scripture. But before I read the scripture, Brother Bruce was saying that he's glad that the Lord found him. I'm glad I got lost where he could find me. You know, I tell you, I got a lot of scripture. And I tell you, I want you to pray for us in the 14th chapter of Job, and then we'll read some in the New Testament. But it's a little more reading than I normally do, but I feel like that I should read it, and then we'll go a little further. But the 14th verse, the 14th chapter, it says, "Man that is born of a woman is a few days and full of trouble. He cometh forth like a flower and is cut down. He fleeth also as a shadow and continues not, and does thou open thy eyes upon such an one, and bringest me into judgment with thee? Who can bring a clean thing out of an unclean? Not one, seeing his days are determined. The number of his months are with thee. Thou hast appointed his bounds that he cannot pass. Turnest from him that he may rest till he shall compass as an hireling his day. For there is hope of a tree if it be cut down, that it will spruce again, that the tender branches thereof will not cease, though the roots thereof wax old in the earth, and the stock thereof die in the ground. Yet through the sin of water it will bud and bring forth branches like a plant. But man dies and wastes away. Yea, man giveth up the ghost, and where is he? As the waters fail from the sea, and the floods decay and dry up, so man lies down and rises not, till the heavens be no more. They shall not awake, nor be rising out of their sleep. Oh, that thou wouldest hide me in the grave, that thou wouldest keep me secret till thy wrath be past, that thou wouldest appoint me a set time and remember me. If a man dies, shall he live again? All the days of my appointed time I will wait till my change come. Thou shalt call, and I will answer thee. Thou wilt have a desire to the work of thy hand, for now thou numberest my steps. Dost thou not watch over my sins? My transgression is sealed up in a bag, and thou sewest up my iniquity. And surely the mountains fallest, comest to naught, and the rocks is removed out of the place. The waters wear the stone that washes away the things which grow out of the dust of the earth, and thou destroyest the hope of man. Thou prevailest forever against him, and he passes thou changes his countenance and sent him away. His sons cometh to honor, and he knoweth it not, and they are brought low. But he perceiveth it not of them, but his flesh upon him shall have pain, and his soul within him shall mourn." And I had other scriptures, but I don't feel like reading them right now. But the thing is, there's three things at the end of the chapter of 1 Corinthians, the 13th chapter: lies, hope, lies, faith, hope, and charity. The greatest of these are charity. But the one that I want to get to is hope. He said in this lifetime, if we only had hope in Christ, we'd be a men most miserable. Even in the scripture that we read, that we was in Sunday school, I hope that seems. Why do you hope if you see it? But the ones that hope, not seeing it, they wait impatiently for it. I want you to know that Jesus came. He came a little boy. I love wrapped in swaddling clothes on in a manger. I didn't have no room for him in the inn, but he came, the Son of God. Brother Randy was talking about that the law didn't have, we didn't have no hope in the law. The law couldn't bring us life. But when Jesus came, he knew Adam and Eve was going to sin. Got cast out of the garden, but they didn't have no hope until Jesus came.
Amen.
You can't rely on this world. This old flesh man, I'm going to tell you, it ain't going to last forever. You're gained. The things that you gain in this lifetime, it's going to be, it ain't going to be eternity. But that's in your soul. That's going to die. It's going to live on. In heaven or in the lake of fire, which burns forever and ever. You got to realize that the hope that you got is going to have to be in Jesus. The hope that you got, you're going to have to base it on Jesus. I had a cousin, Leon Tao. He used to say that salvation is like a thread across hell. And you have to cross that thread. I want you to know Jesus came for one purpose and one purpose only. I had to do away with the works of the devil and to bring salvation. The devil comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But Jesus came to bring life and bring it more abundantly. I want you to know Jesus brought you life. Jesus is going to be your Savior. You come to this old-fashioned altar. You come to kneel down and accept Jesus. When I said I was glad that I become lost, that he could find me, I want you to know how we seek and seek and seek for a better life. Even parents today, I want a better life. Where they had to struggle, where they had to go through a lot of things. I wanted it to be better for their kids and grandkids. Only better thing that's going to happen in their life. I don't care if they go to college. I'll be a football star. As a hindrance used to say, they came across a group and they was football fans. I came across a new one. They was country. I seen a group came along across a new one. They was rock and roll fans. As a hindrance used to say, I'm a Jesus fan. What matters? We sang a song. How did I make it? I made it through the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Paul said, I am what I am. I by the grace of God. Give an answer. In the Peter says to give an answer. Sanctify thyself in the Lord. To be ready. To give an answer. For the hope that was in that's within you. How did we make it? They used to say sugar and spice and everything nice. I got the girls. I can't think of what they said about the boys. What matters is you might have come with your girlfriend. You might have come with your wife. You might have come with your husband or a girlfriend. No matter what you came for, it said over there, what did you come out to see? A reed shaking in the wind. John the Baptist came with a girl skirt and eating wild oats and honey and all this. He's a wine bibber and a glutton. But I tell you what, they look for a sign. They see in the skies that it's red. But they ain't going to be no sign given.
other than how that Jonah was in the whale 3 days and three nights. You know what Jesus came for? I had to do away with the traditions in the fields. We can't eat a rabbit. We can't eat this. It wasn't all about what you couldn't eat or what you can't eat. What matters is that the devil was mighty. The devil was powerful. I couldn't bring and present before mankind. Yeah. Abraham was good. Honored many nations. David was a man after God's own heart. They all failed. They all couldn't bring redemption. When Jesus died, Christ came by. The devil trembled. Adam and Eve sinned. They got cast out. All the garden that very day. God is turned for death. God looked in heaven, looked under the earth, and looked in the earth. Couldn't find one worthy. But they said, John was on the island Tabitha. The servant that came and said, John, weep no more. There's one worthy. Jesus, God didn't want them to go. Have a drink here. They can make movies. They can write books.
Yeah.
But they can't tell how much suffering, how much pain, how much anguish that the Son of God did. He knew his own people wasn't going to receive it. I knew that his father was going to turn his back on him. I knew that there were people out of the world today. They do awful, awful things. He still loves them. I tell you, they tell you all the time, you got a face like only a mother will love. I tell you, I think it's Jeremiah or Isaiah. He said, can a woman forget her suckling child? Yay, but the Lord will never forget you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Amen.
When we were growing up, we'd play church. My dad and them was in Amen Corner. Rock over, what they called it. I was the oldest. I didn't want no part in it. They wanted me to be a preacher. What I'm saying was this holler out loud and all. I didn't want none of it to do with it. Backwards, bashful, hard-headed, and all this. I tell you, a little boy, 14 years old, had an old-fashioned altar at Dry Creek Baptist Church that week. I sat on the back bench. I still sung in the choir. I went to Vacation Bible School. I went to Everett Revival. We lived in Calhoun. We can talk about businesses and all this and what we think and what we want and all this and we got ideas, but I want you to know that there's a God. There's a God in heaven. They know what you need. They know what you very well need. It ain't crossing every T and dot every I. This old man's gonna go back to this earth, but that soul's gonna live on. I'm married and got a little kid.
in the fifth grade, and I, a lot of times she looks like me, but that don't really bother me. What bothers me is when she starts acting like me. And I tell you what, you follow the feet of Jesus, you be around Jesus, I tell you, and you so when we went to the hot, I get a haircut, and I'm for you. I don't like it above my ears. I probably look awful today. But the look, you can forget about how I look and forget me. The main thing is to know Jesus.
Amen.
I used to be around the haircut place, have our shop. That was good old days. But I tell you what, to me, it sounded like a good old days. When they got trouble in the law, when they began to drinking and all this and doing all kinds of things, they ain't what I won't remember. What I won't remember is when I went down to an old fashioned altar, I could have went every night, but I saw people I knew, I want you to know, how the daddy told me to not say goodbye anymore. That was the first time. And people got saved. And I tell you, I didn't want to be a spectacular. I didn't want to put on a show. I wanted to get saved. Let it be time. I wanted to wake up on a day and pray with me. Many times I called to the Lord and said, I didn't get it done. I didn't know this time of giving him another opportunity. What I really wanted is my dad was a deacon. My dad was a Sunday school teacher. Sung in a group. Led singing on Wednesday night. They're going to have young people's day. I wanted to be a part of that. The key to all that was I wasn't saved. I sung in the choir. I sang in the budget. Didn't have a voice. But I loved it. It's sort of like school. I never liked it. Matter of fact, kindergarten, the first year, they couldn't catch me. After I got out of the car, I ran. They told him, they said, well, let him go the next year with his brother. Get a little better. Get a little better. And I tell you what, until the Lord came alive, I stayed in the principal's office. I stayed out in the hall. I tell you what, I tried to start trouble until I got to liking school. I tell you, there was times when I wasn't in betweener. I had a crush, or I didn't like the teacher. There wasn't no in between with me. It was all in or all out. There was no in between. And that's not the Lord. They was all between. We was the first one there, the last one to leave. They had to be all in all. I see people go to the altar. I tell you, it wasn't me.
Yeah.
I didn't want to go and put on a show that people say, well, Dennis going into the hog, what's wrong with him? I had a great aunt right before I was moving up. I was 14. This is moving to other class. She calmly asked, Jeff, don't you want to be saved? And I laughed it off. But I'll be honest with you, they wasn't enough lessons. I wanted, down deep in my heart, I wanted to tell that aunt, Jeanette, I wanted to tell her really, I do want to be saved. But I tell you what, I didn't have the ball, I didn't have the best. I didn't have the assumptions to tell people I wanted to be saved. And I did. All alone. As many times I went out the door, I prayed, crying, where people couldn't see me. I wanted to do so much to tell people I wanted to be saved.
Bless them all. Yes. Bless them all.
What's so embarrassing is that same Sunday school teacher had us get up front of where we're sitting in the bench and tell the verse, the memory verses. I tell you, I wasn't a preacher. I wasn't a Christian. But I tell you what, that week of that spring revival, I met the Lord. Yeah. He found out I was hard-headed.
Yeah.
I tell you, when my dad had to work with me with fractions and multiplication, I loved math. I love it. I tell you, geometry I couldn't do. Algebra and algebra two. I tell you what, I did good. But when it came to fractions, I thought my dad was the hardest man in this world. But he said, "You want to learn it?" I broke my arm. Many times they said, "Well, maybe you should write when you're left." I wrote, "Hey, my man, chicken scratch," but I still wrote. That's what it's all about. It wasn't Brother Randy. It wasn't Brother Ellis Power. It wasn't my dad that I had to face.
Yeah.
It was the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
I had to face him and admit that I was lost.
Yeah.
Sinner friend, you don't have to do that same thing.
Amen.
You might be with your girlfriend, you might be with your husband and wife or girlfriend or whatever you may be with, but you're going to have to face the truth. In this world, if we only had hope, we'd be as men most miserable. But that hope is in Jesus. The world don't care about you. The devil don't care about you. In hell, it's created for the devil and his angels. He's bigger and laughing at you. Every time you fail, every time you do something that you shouldn't be doing, the devil is laughing at you. You know what the Lord's doing? He wants to pick you up. He wants to cradle you. It's sort of like a lost sheep. 99 I was judged, but he went in the wilderness. You know where he went? He went to dry creek. He saw that I was lost. He needed a Savior. Say, "Preacher, we don't have revivals on Saturday night anymore." Say, "Preacher, you know what the devil wants to tell me? You got Sunday. You got Sunday night and Wednesday." I was telling the Lord, "I don't have that." My mother sat on the third bench from the front. My dad was in the amen corner. And that night, I couldn't tell you who preached. I couldn't tell you what they preached. I had my foot out and I was ready to go. I tell you what, we went to a grocery store and I tell you, I'm the person that I don't ask a lot of things. If you want to have a conversation, I can talk about the Lord, I can talk about sports, and I can talk about work. And that's about my limit. My wife asks me all the time, she ain't with me. So I can say this. What do you think? And then I tell her, "I'm not thinking nothing." That day we had a system. My sister is 2 years older than me. I'm the middle. My brother is 1 year younger. And we had a system when we wanted something. We thought we'd have a better chance of getting whatever we wanted if we sent our brother. Many times they said, "Yeah." Many times they said no. But that day, I saw something that I wanted. I went to my mother. I told the Lord that as many times when we hit the revival, I said, "Well, this is the night." I asked my mother for what it was. I ain't going to tell you what it was, but she let me get it. And that night I got saved. I don't know if it had anything to do with it. Had a preacher. Had a pastor. This is a little boy, 14 years old, and never adult male to shake my hand. You know, think how much that meant to me. How much that included me in the group and all this. The Lord, the devil don't care about you.
Amen.
He don't care about you at all.
Yeah.
The Lord does.
Amen.
dog on if you can't afford it, or if you got $1 billion and you can afford anything, you choose not to do it. But the Lord knows.
Amen.
He knows we didn't have no name brand. We didn't have nothing. But we had something. We had a mom and daddy. Even though we lived in Calhoun, had a grandpa that was a preacher all my life. Never knew my other grandparents. My mother's father died when she was 4. My mother died when she was 19. Never met her. I'm named after her dad, which is funny to me. But my papa, he was a mechanic, if I can get the word out. Before that, he was a farmer. I helped him a lot of times pumping gas. Then he had a paper out. He felt like the Lord was dealing with me. Last term, he didn't say a whole lot. Yep. Besides getting all this, you can back away if you want to call it. The last time he said, "Jeff, don't you want to be saved?" I said, "Papa, I want to be saved." He said, "You go to the altar, and I'll be done with you." One Sunday night, Harold Owens was our pastor. I saw a piece of part of the altar, and I went to him. Sure enough, my papa was there. But that night, I cried. 2 days, I felt all right. But then it came back.
Yeah.
I came, I knew. I said, "Well, I don't know how to get saved." You know how the Lord is? Each and every preacher that preached, after I said, "I don't know how to be saved," the message was how to be saved. How to be saved.
Yeah.
That's how the Lord works. Yeah. I don't know how you are. I'm going to read this scripture and then I'm going to bring it and I'm going to give them a verse of song. But I tell you, in 1 Thessalonians, the 4th chapter, it says, "If you may walk honestly towards them that are without, that you may have lack of nothing. But I would not have you be ignorant, brothers, concerning them which are asleep, that you sorrow not, even as others which have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and arose again, even so then also sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain to the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep, for the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, and with the voice of the archangel, and with the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the cloud to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore, comfort one another with these words."
Yes.
Adam and Eve sinned. They got cast out of the garden. The law was holy, but it couldn't bring redemption.
Mm-hmm.
When Jesus came, they were looking for the Messiah. They were in darkness. The children of Israel was in bondage for 430 years. I tell you, I had to get away from this old man right here and accept Jesus. You're going to have to do the same thing.
Amen.
It's no big dollars of you. It's not a club that you can't get into. But I tell you, I wouldn't wait too late. Time is running out. Time is at time. You know, the devil knew that Elijah was carried up in the whirlwind. Lazarus may have been in the grave 4 days. It might be stinking by now, but they said, "Roll the stone away." Jesus said, "Roll the stone away." And forth he called for Lazarus. I believe if he would have called for everybody to come forth, every one of them would have came forth, but the break calls, I heard a preacher say that he was listening, and he said, "Come forth, Lazarus, come forth." Then they said, "Loose him and let him go." Then there was a little boy in a casket or whatever they had back then, reached over and touched him, and he came forth. Jairus, they said that she'd be dead by now. Yeah. Only believe. Mm-hmm. Only believe. That's all I had was only believe. I don't know. I believe from Brother Randy to look right through me. He looked as hard as that. We can't fight against the devil ourselves. He'll devour all of us. But with the Lord Jesus Christ, how many did Gideon have? 32,000. Came down to 300. Came down to 300. This battle, say, "Preacher, if I just get out of this church, I win." No, that ain't how it works. Many times I cried going out that door, "Only way you gonna win." And I tell you, I've had health problems. And I ain't ashamed to tell you, I'm 56. But I tell you what, my little girl's in fifth grade. She ain't been saved yet. But we're looking for her. But I tell you what, the only way you gonna win is get the Lord in your life.
Amen.
But we might be loud, we might be worthless, and all this. They might call us fanatics and all this, but I tell you what, when I got the liking school, I like it. When I like church, I like it. We're the first one to die, the last one to leave, but I tell you, once I got in the church, I tried to stay away from the principal's office. I tried to stay away from being out in the hall. There was times I got in trouble still because I had a brother and a sister. But I tell you what, there's a difference.
Mm-hmm.
There was a change in me. And where I wanted to do good and not do evil. There'll be a time when you won't do that. The Lord Jesus Christ in your life. We're going to get them to give a verse, a song. We don't never know your hearts, but the Lord sent this way. I tell you, I want you to honestly apply to your heart and really realize that the Lord is your hope.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to ask them to give a verse. We ask for